Hey, this is Boobs and Books, and I'm going to do something a little bit different than what I've been doing the last couple days. A lot of script reads. A lot of you probably are wondering why I call myself Boobs and Books, and well, the books part is because I love to read. That's pretty simple, I think. The boobs part comes from the very, very large boobs that I have attached to my chest and carry around with me constantly. And I found this request by Technicolor Merkin. And if there's one thing I love talking about, it's my boobs, because they're so awesome. I just love showing them off. And I flash my friends when I buy new bras, because they're so pretty. And, like, come on, boobs, they're the greatest. So to start out with, I'm going to tell you my bra size, which is, well, it's actually a little bit funny, because I've been wearing 38 Double D for the last couple years, and I'd been feeling them getting tighter and tighter, and, like, I knew they didn't really fit. And I figured for this post I finally needed to get off my high horse and measure them to see what size I was. And, well, damn it, I'm a 38G, and, oof, they're big. And I had to go out and buy new bras, and that was fun. But they're pretty, so, you know, I always love buying pretty bras. It's funny because very few people see them, except for the people I give pictures to. And it's just, it's the best feeling in the world to have a nice lacy bra underneath, like, a black t-shirt or something. And everybody's like, oh, you dressed down today. And you're just like, my matching lingerie under here says differently. Anyways, I really love my boobs. That being said, I've always kind of wanted them bigger, so even though I'm not happy when they grow, because pretty much it seems like every year they get another size bigger, but they could always be bigger. But overall, I'm pretty happy with them. I'm mostly, among my friends, I'm just kind of known as the boobs. And I mean, damn it. A lot of people wish that they could have mine, because, okay, I guess I'm gloating a little here. I feel like I should be more humble, but their boobs are awesome. Anyways, my favorite thing to do is I have two favorite things to do. I either wear, like, a really high-cut shirt, and I mean, it doesn't stop showing my boobs, because they're just that big, but it's kind of like underneath I'll wear a pretty bra, and it's like, ah, ha ha ha, nobody knows. Or, I love wearing a really low-cut shirt. Most of my nicer shirts are very low-cut. And especially in class, I'll take off my coat, and if I'm really bored, I'll just pay attention to how many guys are staring at my chest at once. That's always fun. What's especially fun is finding the one guy who stares at your chest for like 10, 15 minutes straight. You know the ones. You know you do it. And them not realizing that you know, or even better, them knowing that you know that they're staring, but they don't care. And it's just the best feeling in the world. I have this one really low-cut black shirt that I wear anytime I go out or anything, when I want to get lucky, because it basically comes down enough to show off the little lace ribbons, you know, the ones that they have right in between. It makes my tits look fucking great. I always get lucky in that top. It's the best. But yeah, most of my t-shirts and stuff, I have, like, V-necks. Keep them really low cut. And I don't care if people stare, because, goddammit, if I'm gonna carry these around, you better enjoy them. Although, I almost never go braless, just because they're so heavy. And it's a little uncomfortable to go to braless. However, the minute I'm alone, the minute I get home, I walk around nude. And, like, if I'm just sitting there reading a book, I'll just sit, playing with my nipples, grabbing my tits. It's fun. They're fun to play with. These, like, giant pillowy masses. They're nice and squishy. They're, like, full and squishy, and I like it when guys suck on them. Actually, one of my biggest fantasies is to have one guy on each tit sucking on my nipples at once. Well, another guy goes down on me, of course. I mean, you gotta have it all. But, And I can't wait till I'm a mother because damn, lactation. Oh, turns me on. Especially because my nipples are already these big dark masses. I can just imagine them getting big and hard. I really hope whoever finally knocks me up really likes drinking from me because. There's just something about having a guy attached to your tit, sucking, licking your nipple, swirling his tongue around it, biting it a little bit. I love that. Yes, I'm sitting here playing with my boobs while recording this. There's not really any other option. But yeah. Boobs. Nice, big, squishy masses. I kind of love sometimes to just jump up and down and watch them jiggle. It's really terrible. I'm completely 100% straight, and yet there's just a fascination with boobs that you just can't get out over, you know? Well, anyways, I think I've rambled on long enough. There's not really much more to say about boobs. I mean, you could just say sit there saying boobs, boobs, boobs over and over, and that pretty much covers the topic. I'm pretty sure most people understand how great boobs are. And if you don't, go out and find yourself a pair to feel. Personally, I volunteer as tribute. I love having my breasts felt. I love having hands on my breasts. I love people enjoying my breasts. I mean, there's really nothing better than that. Nothing else in the world. So anyways, this is Boobs and Books rambling on about her breasts, and hope you enjoyed it. I sure do love to ramble.